taking a break now from reading letters from Z. Now I want to share letters to or about Z. This first one is from Dr. Joseph Gross, MD. Written Wednesday, December the 9th, 1981. To whom it may concern, regarding Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D. I have known Dr. Zira Charnot as a scientific colleague, a business associate, and a close personal friend since the latter part of the 60s. Dr. Charnot is a person who possesses one of the most remarkable combinations of positive qualities I have ever had the good fortune to encounter. His brilliance as a scientific thinker is matched by a personal dedication and integrity that is quite rare. Speaking as a researcher in psychiatry myself, he has a mind that is both extraordinarily innovative and unique in its capacity to synthesize and explore in a precise, dedicated, and comprehensive manner at the forrefront of knowledge and arrive at hypotheses and solutions which open up new areas of exploration. He is easily one of the most remarkable people, both in the breadth and depth of his knowledge in scientific, technical, and humanistic realms. He has a capacity to most harmoniously guide and inspire those who have worked with him and for him in a way that evokes their deep trust. He inspires their best efforts. Beyond this lies a breadth of creative vision, an ability to see through and synthesize data, and the most astonishing range of technological skills to actually effect the problem solutions that renders him utterly capable of planning, guiding, and executing all of the innovative projects he undertakes. As a person, his dedication and honesty in his activities has been profound and consistent through all the years I have known him. I look forward to working alongside him to help fulfill these most important scientific and humanistically important goals that he is undertaking at this time. Sincerely, Joseph Gross, M.D.